Blog Talk Radio.
I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's Nacho Mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga.
Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around, it's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Well, here we are yet again, another brand new episode of DDP Radio Live right here at ddpradio.com, and we are actually on the same line on the air, which is a better start than the last time we were up here, so I will take it. Per usual, my name is Mike Mullins. We are broadcasting live from the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful Raleigh, North Carolina. And we do our special routine, our climb to the top, the tippy top, tallest part of the tallest building in all of North Carolina. And I climb up on that tower, rung by rung by rung. I look up to the great white north and on top of a smoldering cabin with a smoke billowing from the fireplace, keeping us warm, keeping us safe. Crystal Stewart churning out quotes there one by one in the basement. And upon the tower, I look and I see the flash of red in her eyes, the inspiration, the combined forces of Crystal and Mike sending DDP Radio to the stratosphere and beyond. How are you, Crystal?
I'm good. I'm a little out of sync. We've been off for a couple of weeks. So, you know, yeah. Disorganized.
Well, you know what? It's like I said, it's always hard to pop back into the routine and the sink. I was off. I was at a funeral for a week, and then all the stuff happening before. So you get a little bit rusty, but there's no better way to shake off that rust than bringing a brand new guest and a great, inspiring guest on the show tonight. And from what I understand, Crystal, you have another amazing story to share with the DDP Radio listeners tonight. So without any further ado, will you please tell us who we got on the line?
Sure. So this week, tonight, Mike and I are back with another great warrior of the week, my friend Jamie Bartley. I think all of us have started and stopped something many times over the years. A workout program can be a foreign concept to a lot of people. It's not an easy task to put yourself first when everyone around you demands your time and your attention. Changing your life is hard, and it requires constant effort and a willingness to understand that something needs to change and that this time is going to be different than all the other times you've tried. Putting yourself out there is hard, and at times it can be humbling, but just imagine how far you can go if you don't give up. Please welcome Jamie to the show this week as our Warrior of the Week, and she is now a member of the class of 2024.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Hi, Jamie.
Oh.
Hi, Crystal.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for popping in with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being asked. It is quite an honor.
Well, we're excited to talk to you and get to know you. You know, we usually keep it loose, keep it, you know, call it in the ring, if you will, get to know each other on the air. We don't have any planned questions. We don't have any planned path to go. We take it where it leads us. But we always start out with one path, and one question is, every great warrior, every superhero needs an origin story. Jamie, how'd you get here? What were the circumstances that led you to try DDPY and find yourself in this moment right now?
I feel like I could go back so far.
Go back as far as you'd like.
Well, I don't know that you have enough time for that, but I have always been somebody who has struggled with self-esteem and self-confidence and depression to a certain degree all through my life. I have three kids, and when I had my youngest, I definitely had some postpartum issues that I put off dealing with, and I was too busy taking care of three little ones to really prioritize myself. And I had tried a handful of things. I had a personal trainer and thought this is going to be the thing that fixes it, but I would work out with him and then I would go home and eat all the things because I worked out with him. So that wasn't working. So eventually I just gave up on that, and one thing after another kept happening, and I figured there's never going to be a good time, right? So I'm just going to start. I've always been a wrestling fan. I kind of knew about the program. So I started in 2019 with the DVDs, and I thought this is going to be the thing that's going to change my life, and it didn't, because I have a hard time being accountable to myself. I can make excuses to myself and believe them all day long. So those kind of started collecting dust. And then in 2019, I went back to work when my littlest went to kindergarten. And I started working in a preschool and was really having a hard time keeping up with these little kids that needed so much from me. Then in 2020, the world shut down, and I was having a hard time keeping up with my own littles that really needed my whole attention. In the summer of 2020, regular afternoon, my husband, who's very active with them, would like to take them hiking, and they would do all these outdoorsy things, and I would make up some excuse as to why I couldn't go do the thing with them, or it was to this or to that, and they really wanted me to go with them. So I sucked it up, and I was going to go hiking with them, and I couldn't do it. And it was so devastating. And at one point, I was too scared to, like, climb down from the point that we had gotten to. And my 10-year-old came over, and he took my hand, and he said, "Come on, Mommy, I'll help you." And it just broke my heart that he felt that he had to take care of Mommy. So it was time for Mommy to take care of herself. So I had sort of heard about the app and stumbled upon the Facebook group. And after sort of finding some really inspirational people in there and following their stories, I just searched everything in that group. And I went back forever in that group and just read story after story and knew that this was something I could do. So I'm so thankful that I found the program when I did, because when the world was shut down and instructors were doing online classes, that is what saved me. I jumped into every online class that I could take, and I found some of the most amazing people that have become so much a part of my everyday life. I am so, so thankful for it. And making that switch to the app and having a core group of people to really be accountable to has been so life-changing. And I don't know that I will ever go back.
That's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's such a great story because, you know, I think so many people can relate to there's a lot of people who have false starts in their life, and they think this is my moment where everything's going to come together. And every time that happens, it becomes, you know, you go through that, and then you don't achieve what you're hoping for. It stings the soul a little bit. And a lot of people, once those, you know, efforts start piling up and they don't hit what they want, it really kind of just dampens their enthusiasm. But you're only one more shot again at trying to change your life, to actually making it work. And every time I thought that this was the moment it was going to stick for me, it turned out not to be. And when I least expected it is when I kind of got my shit together enough to, like, really make it stick. So it's kind of a crapshoot. But you talked about on that hike, you know, we can lie to ourselves, we can lie to people, but sooner or later, your own, you know, body, your own, you know, health will confront you in a way that's very visible and tangible, and it's on display for the world to see. And in that moment, it's so humiliating and disheartening. But oftentimes, that's the moment that really forces us to look inside of ourselves and realize this isn't the person that I am, and this isn't the person that I want to be. And hearing you tell that, you know, that moment, and you know, you were heartbroken, but your son reached out to you and showed you how much he cared in that moment and how much he wanted, you know, mommy to be all right. And that's a powerful thing right there.
Oh, absolutely. And it was just from such a place of innocence. Like, don't worry, we can do this. Like, he was seeing something that I was not seeing. And just in that moment, it was like, oh my goodness, like, I've got to do this for all of us. And I finally felt like, well, I can do this. Like, every other time that I had started and failed, I was like, oh, well, you should have seen that coming because you're so good at the failure. But I knew that this time, like, I had no choice. This was going to have to be the time that we're going to make it work.
I have a quote downstairs in the dungeon, and it's, I know exactly where it is. It's on my workout mirror. And it says, the way to get through something is to do something. And if you're ever stuck, the person that is going to tell you the truth when you're struggling with yourself is your children.
Oh, for sure. And they're brutal.
Yep. Oh,
they
are.
They will tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly, which is sometimes what I need to hear, because I can BS myself like nobody's business, and I will believe it every time. Good, bad,
yeah,
or ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
me too.
I have a workout mirror in my basement too, but I replaced the mirror with a poster of a better looking person. I just look into that instead because it's way more, it's way more easier on my eyes. But so tell us about how when you first started doing DDPY, like when you really focused on the time when it clicked, was it something you kind of made progress quickly, or did you really struggle to get off the ground, and how is that transition?
I would not say that it came to me easily. I cried after every workout because I was so frustrated with what I couldn't do. And I did a lot of online classes with Kristen Nava, and
yep,
she was so amazing. At the end of her class, she would always tell you how amazing you are and how good you are. And I would cry because I was like, I don't feel amazing and I don't feel powerful. And then eventually I just was consistent. And when I was able to balance, or I was able to do a push-up, or all of those little things that really aren't the little things started adding up. And then I started to believe it. And then I would cry for a different reason. I felt like it did take me a little while to sort of get into a groove. But had I just been able to do it, I wouldn't have appreciated it as much.
I appreciate those words so much because I am going through that right now. And boy, I'm very grateful for your honesty. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's amazing, especially, you know, I was a fat kid my whole life. I wasn't, you know, in great shape. So when I start doing things that I don't recognize in myself, like, wow, I can't believe I'm doing this because it's me, you start seeing your body changing, and you kind of associate yourself as, you don't think of yourself as the same person because you're just
right.
You're constantly, you know, proving to yourself something that I didn't think I could ever do. Now, when you're going through this change, what are some moments where you surprised yourself, whether your resolve, your will, you know, hitting a move? What is something that you thought, wow, I can't believe I just did that?
I would say even beyond the workouts themselves, like, I felt so much more confident than I had in myself in years. I was one of those people where I don't care if it was 108 degrees outside, I'm wearing long pants wherever I go because nobody wants to see these legs. Or I'm going to wear a cardigan over my tank top because nobody wants to see my arms. And I remember it was probably 2 months or so after I started the program, and I hadn't lost a ton of weight, but I could feel my body felt different. And I remember going out in shorts and not thinking twice about it. Like, those were the little things that I was like, oh, I do feel different. Like, this is something way beyond just working out.
I have a question for you, Jamie. What would new Jamie tell old Jamie?
She wouldn't have listened. I
oh,
can
really?
Promise you that. Oh, for sure. I think I've always struggled, like I said, with being confident in myself. And so to hear myself now tell my old self, like, you're going to be able to do these things, I don't think I would have believed it. But if she was going to listen, I would tell her that you are worth taking care of yourself. It's kind of that thing where you, like, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. I was so drained trying to pour from an empty cup. And learning that idea of taking care of me isn't selfish, and I actually am worth putting the time and effort into, I wish I would have learned that sooner. And I would tell her that it's okay. It's okay to feel all of the things, but also know that you're going to get past it and you're going to be so much stronger than you ever thought that you would be.
Wow.
What a great answer. Yeah.
So I got to ask you, you know, the mountain moment where you guys are going on the hike and your son calls you out and checks you in on you, see how you're doing. What an amazing gift you gave him to show, you know, he may not realize it now, but he's going to look back and think, you know, mom was in rough shape for a little while. She was struggling and she went in there and dug down and put the effort in and you know, for us to be here for us, for her, you know, for the family. So the question is, have you hit the mountain again? And if not, are you planning on it, kind of trying to rewrite that ending?
We have, and it was a totally different experience. It was such like that full circle moment where, wow, I can do this, and I hope that you kids can keep up with mom this time.
That's awesome.
I hope you were heckling them the whole time, just, you know, yelling back at them. Keep up there.
I know better, because the minute that I would is the minute that I would, like, fall, or that would always come back to bite me.
Yeah.
I'm still
karma
working on the graceful part
more.
Of it. Right.
Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, we always talk to people here on DPY, and obviously weight loss is a big part of it and fitness, but you know, so many people go through a total, you know, attitude change and shift in just personality. And, you know, when you're feeling so miserable, you don't even sometimes realize how negative you can be and come across. I'm sure your family and friends notice, you know, big changes in you. How have you kind of, you know, navigated that? And are you feeling like a more positive person? Are you happier? Do you people around you kind of see it radiating off of you like it does with so many people we talk to?
I feel like I'm in such a better place, and I hope that they see it. I feel it. I feel like I can get up and do things that I wasn't doing before, and I hope that I'm sorry, I'm going to get choked up. I hope that I'm leading by example and that I can just give that little bit of hope to somebody else that even though you're struggling now, doesn't mean you're going to struggle forever.
That's well said. I mean, somebody who's in the funk and in the trenches currently dealing with it, that little bit of hope, that spark of hope, that can be a whole, you know, ignite the flame because, you know, you've been there. I'm sure I've been there and Crystal have been there when you get to a point where, you know, you feel hopeless and you see somebody you recognize. You see something in somebody, you know, I recognize part of my story in you or whoever we're talking to. And just seeing that you pulled out of a situation that I can also recognize, it really does. It sparks a fire sometimes. And in the darkest of times, it's a light. It really is.
That's why I so appreciate the people that share everything. And sometimes I can overshare, but I identify more with those people that are like, look, I'm struggling with this, or not, I, you know, couldn't do this before, but I can now. Like, not everything is always rainbows and butterflies, you know? So I appreciate that in other people. So I want to put that out too. Maybe that will help somebody else who's going through the same thing because we've all been through similar things.
I mean, I, sorry, I'm getting choked up. The last 5 years have definitely felt like a failure in so many ways. And I mean, it's only this whole community as a whole that I learned to accept myself, that when I'm falling, I'm like a giraffe that somebody has just tipped over. My legs are flailing. I must look ridiculous. But the thing is that when I get up, I stand tall. So, you know, I have a lot of great people beside me and behind me. So I'm grateful for that. And you're one of them, Jamie. And I'm really very grateful for you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for you.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, so sweet. I want to cry. No, I'm just kidding.
No judgment if you do.
I was going to say something snarky, but I had actually had an actual emotion there. So there we go. It can be done. But no, it's so cool because, you know, in this program, one of the unique parts of it is you go anywhere on the internet and, like, you'll get a couple people that are, you know, kind of cool. But then there's so many just jackasses online and in these communities. And one thing that DDPY does is we don't sugarcoat it, but we also don't go out of our way to make you feel bad. There's a lot of honest people who will give you honest feedback, but it's a really positive place. And, you know, the community aspect, I know a lot of people who thrive on that, and that's the secret sauce. And especially, you know, if you're looking for people out there who are going through it with you, you know, there's so many people to pair up with, and there's so many people that get accountability partners or form these little groups. And you talked about Kristen, who I adore. Kristen's awesome. She was doing so much of that during the pandemic. And I really feel a lot of people's lives changed for the better. There was a lot of darkness and sadness and pain in the pandemic, but there was a lot of people who found themselves as well. So it was so cool to hear that you were able to kind of really get your footing during that time.
I can't even, like, begin to imagine where I would be had I not found the program when I did. It was just like the perfect combination of things that happened. And I'm so grateful for everybody in this community during that time. We were all struggling together. And you're right, like this community, there's nowhere else like this in the world.
True.
So going forward, is there anything you haven't done yet that you want to do, either, you know, hit a position, you know, do something in specific, certification, anything like that, that you've thought about that you haven't done yet, but you're kind of inching towards?
So I actually, in February, just finished my level one certification.
Awesome.
Level two is definitely in my crosshairs. So I just got to figure out that banana split nonsense before I can do that. Because I don't know who thought up that craziness, but my body's like, we're not there yet. So I would love to do that. I actually just signed up for nutritionist certification. And I am thinking that possibly fast track coaching might be coming after that. So I have lots of stuff kind of in the works.
Wow.
Which is so crazy because, like, when I first started, I would lock myself in my bedroom. Nobody was allowed to come in and watch me. I was like, this is embarrassing. Like, it's terrible how much I can't do. And now I'm, like, teaching in front of people. It's so crazy to me to even think of how far I've come.
Wow. I mean,
that's amazing.
You spoke about it just a minute ago, that you were in that spot looking for, you know, a spark of inspiration or motivation or something to get you going. And now a couple years later, you're here and you're that for somebody else. Other people are looking to you for as a leader or a community, you know, person in the community where they can feel safe reaching out. Like, it's got to be an amazing feeling to come from where you are and now be the person that people are looking for.
It's so surreal. But I love it. I love, like, I have a couple of regulars that come to my classes, and there are a couple of older ladies, and when they first started, they would look at me crazy, like, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that. And just last week, one of my girls, like, swept her leg from three-legged dog right into a lunge, and, like, the look on her face was priceless. And then her balance was so good. And, like, those little moments where you get to see what the program is doing for other people is so rewarding. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I mean, it's important to take note of all those little things that happen with so many people because, you know, when you're in a situation where, you know, you're hopeless or you're struggling or you're just having a really hard time, those are the moments that are, you know, each little spark causes a fire. So yeah, it's super important. And yeah, I'm really grateful even for my story to see them. So I'm grateful. Thank you, Jamie, for sharing.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, go ahead, Jamie.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, I was going to say, so there comes a moment in everyone's DDPY journey where, you know, you get confident in pushing yourself, you know, with different positions and you're a little timid at first. And then you start getting a little more comfortable, a little bit more, you could try things that you wouldn't have tried before. Now, did you get to a point where you started feeling confident in your body and your movement to try to kind of push yourself outside what you were doing? And how did you kind of find, that spot for yourself? And how did you, you know, how did you advance in your DDPY, you know, workouts?
So I probably got overly confident when I restarted the second time because I thought, oh, well, I did that DVD a handful of times a year and a half ago, so I'm just going to, like, jump right in. And when I got the app, I was like, I don't need to do energy. Like, I'm so far beyond that, right? And so I jumped in, and I did a Hayden workout. And then my body was like, I don't know what the hell you were thinking, but we should probably not do that. So I semi-followed the program, but I I did mostly custom workouts online, and then I would do a few like beginner workouts here and there. But I loved Strength Builder. I like did that a ton, and I loved stand up. Those were like my two go-tos. And I wanted to hit wrap and burn so bad. That was like going to be my move that when I knew I had like sort of made it was when I hit wrap and burn. And when I did, I literally ran downstairs like screaming, and my family was like, what is your problem? Like they were so confused as to why I was so excited. I was like, you have to get your camera out right now and we have to document this moment because this was like monumental. So I've been working on Birds of Paradise, but that's still not happening yet. So when we get there, maybe I'll feel like I've really made it. Because there's always like somewhere else, right? Like I'm never going to be satisfied until I can do all the things.
Always someplace else to go.
Yep. Right.
You mentioned your kids a few times with the workouts. You know, how have they participated? Obviously, they're there to cheer you on and, you know, grabbing the camera for mom when she needs it. But, you know, what are their thoughts on all this? And have they ever done any of the workouts or shown any interest?
We had this really cool moment where I was invited to Summit last year. And Brian Tan lives like an hour from me. So I've been to some of his classes, like, you know him and his wife. And when we got there, he's like, okay, I'm teaching a class. Like, I want you to be one of the people on stage with me. And I was like, you are so full of crap. And he's like, no, for real. So when we got back and the workout dropped on the app, my daughter, my youngest, was just beside herself. And she's like, we have to do this right now. And she really stuck with it and, like, did the workouts with me pretty consistently. She's sort of fallen off. I have two older boys, and they're not so into it, but they found our old workout equipment in the garage and put it up, and they have their own little workout routine that they do together. So we're not all doing the same thing, but it's definitely rubbed off on them. So
did you ever think you'd have that household?
No.
No.
No. No. Whatever mom, they're at the age where, like, whatever mom is doing isn't cool. So
right.
I'm waiting
oh,
for
yeah.
them to sort of come back around. So maybe in a few years, mom might know what she's talking about again, but not right now.
All right. Way too cool for school. Don't even.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh man, that's awesome. So, you know, it's been a couple years since you got back on and you started doing this again. And, you know, you find yourself here, you've got the training, level one training you're working on too. You've got all these, you know, achievements on your belt in a relatively short amount of time. Is this something that you feel confident going forward that's going to be your thing, or do you always feel that monkey on your back, you know, kind of, you know, worrying about maybe falling back into your routine? How confident are you in yourself? Is it something you have to remind yourself of daily, or is it something you feel, you know, kind of easy on cruise control right now?
I'm definitely not a do it every day kind of a person. But I don't see myself really falling back into my old ways either. I know how much better I feel when I do it. So knowing how bad I feel when I don't do it really keeps me motivated to keep going. Whether or not I add anything else to it in the future, I know this will always be my bread and butter. This is what helped me change my life, and I know can help other people, and I just want to pay it forward.
Love it.
That's
so
fantastic.
What is your least favorite workout, and in 500 words or less, tell us why it's Garrett Takahara.
It will never be Garrett. I can promise you that.
Damn it. I was hoping I was going to get some dirt.
No way.
No, I love it. So, you know, you've been doing the app now for a while, you know, and you did the DVDs. You know, a lot of old school people like myself started on the DVDs, and, you know, those were, you know, all we had available at the time. But, you know, the app has been next level, and they put so much work into that, you know, app. What is your experience versus the DVDs? You know, you told me that it brought your game up a little bit, but what do you do on the app that you enjoy the most?
Well, that nutrition section that they just put on there is, like, unbelievable. So I've been playing around with that a little bit. But compared to the DVDs, like, having that accountability, and I hate having a missed workout show up on my screen. So yeah. If I put things in ahead of time, I know that I have to do it. Or if I screw myself up enough and I move them all to the end of the week, then my weekend's going to be terrible.
So sometimes that's a great motivation.
She's using them.
I love it. But no, I know exactly what you mean. Sometimes the missed workout just bugs you enough to be motivating.
Yes. I hate that.
Oh, I love it. That's a good point. And it's something that I should incorporate more, because it just bugs me when I get that missed workout thing. It's like, you know, it keeps you on track. So, you know, you don't have to tell us weight and all this stuff, but what have you quantified as been the change in your journey from when you started to where you're at now? What has been the most that you're proud of and that you tell people, this is where I was and this is what I am?
That's such a good question. I have to say, I love my before and after pictures. Like, they tell such a story, because I have this really terrible picture of me from our preschool graduation that we had in the spring of 2020. And I could not have looked more miserable. Like, I just felt out of place in my body. I felt like I didn't want anybody taking my picture. And I just felt miserable. Looking at where I am now, it's like two totally different people. Like, I can go be in front of people and feel confident and feel like I am worthy of taking up space and of being in a room. That has been the biggest change. Aside from anything physical, like the confidence that I have in myself now, of course, it's still something that I struggle with, and it's not always easy, but it's definitely better.
So, Jamie, did you change your eating habits to follow the app and just, you know, no gluten, no dairy?
So when I started, I made very small baby steps intentionally, because I tend to be an all-in or all-out person, and that doesn't always work for me. So I knew if I changed too much too quick that I would never stick with it.
Right.
So just making, like, small substitutions here and there, and then I bought, like, a kitchen scale, and I was like, what do you mean that's what 4 ounces of chicken looks like? Like, that's insane. And, like, just those little changes in habits. And I was hesitant at first to do, like, the gluten-free and dairy-free, because I love cheese, and I didn't want to give that up. I would say in October or August of 2022, I was going to the doctor for some routine checkup, and they did some blood work, and my cholesterol was not high, but a little higher than it should be. So I was like, maybe I should try this dairy-free nonsense, right? Mm-hmm. And I had been watching all of the documentaries and reading all of the things. So I decided to give up meat and dairy. And I went back 3 months later, and my cholesterol was down like 30 points.
Wow.
I was like, dang it, maybe there's something to this. So since August of 2022, I have been whole food, plant-based, and I feel so good. So I tend to just use the recipes on the app sort of as a guide and can sort of switch them up depending on like what protein they use or some different things, but I don't know. That phase three seems a little intimidating. So
that's amazing.
Oh, that's why there's two other phases. You got to make it your own. You know,
right.
There's a guideline and you got to do what's right for you. And that seems to be what you're doing. You know yourself better than anybody. And some people, when they really go for the hardcore stuff, they in a way are setting themselves up to fail because they're kind of, you know, it's something that hasn't worked in the past. So you got to make it your own. You got to find what works for you. And,
right.
You know, you talked about the before and after pictures. And, I've looked at so many before and after pictures here, you know, on the show and in DDPY. And, you know, the weight loss is great. The flexibility is great. But the true test of a person's change is when you look in their eyes. The eyes tell you so much. And it's one of the most powerful things you'll see in this program is those before and after pictures. You see a spark come back to people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not from DDP. It's not from DDPY. They did it. They used the tools to get there themselves. But it's almost like you see life back behind people's eyes. And it's so powerful to see that. And I'm so happy that you have that visual representation of where you are and where where you were. A lot of people don't take those pictures because they're hard at first, but you know, they're so rewarding to look back at. And it's a great reminder of where you've come and where you don't want to fall yourself back into.
Oh, for sure. I remember when I took my first like initial six pictures and I did not want to take them. And I made one of my kids take them. And I was like, we're going to shut this door and nobody's coming in here and nobody's ever going to see them. But now I'm so glad that I have them. It's really humbling to see where you actually started and what's possible.
I remember Dallas convincing me to take pictures.
It's the worst, right? But
right?
I'm just glad you have them.
Yeah, I kind of am.
I took my before picture and I showed my dad, you know, back when he was still living, and I said, Dad, this is my before picture. And he goes, and I said, give me a break. The camera adds 10 pounds. He said, how many cameras did you use?
Oh, that's so brutal.
I have a dark sense of humor, but no, I love that stuff. But no, it's true, and I can joke about it because you know I'm not there anymore, and I probably joked about it then too. But it's a calling card. It's a poster. It's a program. It's a manual of what you can do and what you're capable of. And, you know, 2 years ago, you were telling us how things were pretty dark. And now you're here talking about not just your change, but your almost career of DDPY. You've got everything going on for you, the level one and all this stuff you're doing. And it's a celebration of somebody who's put in the work and had incredible results. And we're proud to have you here. And we're proud of you for coming on here to tell your story. And I think a lot of people can get a lot from your story, and I think you're going to do a lot of good in this community with your story and your coaching and your workouts. And I'm really happy that you're doing so well, and I'm sure a lot of people are along the ride with you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Is there anybody else you want to shout out while you're here? You mentioned a couple people along your journey that helped you out. Anybody else you want to throw a shout out to who was kind of there for you?
I feel like there are so many. I would be like afraid I would miss somebody.
Don't you dare miss a single person. I'm going to be taking notes. I'm going to share it with everybody.
Oh, no. No pressure. You know, I've been so fortunate that I have, like, met some of the most amazing people that have really, like, taken me alongside of them when I was not very far into my certification, and Stephanie Kelly was coming to Pittsburgh for something, and she wanted to set up a workout, and they invited me to come be a part of it. So I got to teach alongside Jason Henry and Derek Reeves, and I've taught alongside Jim York and Marcel Dore, and I've been in the right place at the right time. And I'm so fortunate for that because I have learned so much from all of them. Heather Berkowitz has been incredible to me and Amen. Helped me so much along my certification journey and trusted that I wasn't a crazy person and roomed with me at Summit and just like accepted me with open arms. I love her to death. But there have been so many people have meant so much to me that I probably could spend all night naming them all. But
you talk about being in the right place at the right time. You're like the Forrest Gump of DDPY.
I really am. I'm kind of like in this sweet spot between like all these amazing people. I live like right in the middle of all of them, and it's been incredible.
Well, I think that your story is only getting started, and I think you're going to have a lot left to give and a lot of people to change their lives as well. So I'm really happy for you, and I'm really excited to have you here as our Warrior of the Week. And I really hope you'll come back at some point and give us an update on your story. Let us know when you're getting level two and when you're finishing that up, and we'll have you back on and give us an update.
Awesome. That sounds great.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Jamie, I can't wait to talk to you again. Congratulations on all your success and continued success. And thank you for coming on and being our DDPY Warrior of the Week.
Thank you both so much.
Thanks, Jamie.
Oh, thank you.
This was fun. It Crystal, wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be.
Mike doesn't bite.
Now, I'm usually a hard-hitting journalist, but today I took it easy.
Thank you.
Where were you on the date of 19... No, I'm just kidding.
Here we go. Good
in
Lord.
In the 1900s.
Yes, and where were you on the 1908 or whatever? I wasn't going anywhere with that, but I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I had something witty. I thought I had something witty in my head, but by the time it came to my mouth, it was gone, so...
Sure you did.
Crystal, do you have anything you want to finish up with here with Jamie, or do you want to roll into the quote of the week and move along?
No, I just want to say to Jamie, I mean, she's testament that when you come here and you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what to do and you don't know anybody else, I mean, she's just a testament of the wonderful relationships that you can forge when you commit to the program, and I think it's a wonderful thing. She's one of the most amazing people I have the privilege to say Aww. I know, and I'm so grateful for that. So thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Aww.
I think you're the best.
You make me cry over here.
No, don't cry.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to say something snarky to break up all the sappiness. So, there you go. Crystal, do you have a quote of the week for us? And we'll get rolling here.
You know I do.
All right, lay it
on
me.
This week's quote of the week is from Don Miguel Ruiz. And the quote is, "Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy as opposed to when you are sick. Under any circumstance, simply do your best, and you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret."
I love it. That's a good one. Thank you, Crystal. And thank you, Jamie, for Jamie Bartley, for Crystal Stewart. I'm Barbara Walters. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode of BDP Radio Live right here at BDPRadio.com. We'll see you soon.
Checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.